I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Tomorrow is the deadline to pass the state's budget for next fiscal year, and lawmakers have not yet met to finalize the plan. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, this delay could put the legislature in a tight spot.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the Colorado Constitution requires state lawmakers to do. And with the deadline looming, there isn't a lot of time for them to finalize the proposal and reconcile differences in the versions passed by both chambers. The House has delayed two budget-related bills that need to pass before it can be finalized. One of those measures would lead to $500 million in cuts for hospitals.
As I've said before, do we really want to have a budget that cuts hospitals by $264 million times two with the federal cut that would also come with that?
That's Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon, the vice chair of the budget committee. She says extending the deadline is necessary to help reach a deal to avoid those cuts. But Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham urges the House to move the budget forward first. Grantham says if the budget doesn't pass this week, it means the legislature might not have time to override any of the governor's potential line item vetoes. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
Pueblo County has approved a gravel pit near Avondale on a 5-1 vote from the Planning Commission. The chieftain reports the main opposition includes the amount of truck traffic in front of two schools. The paper says opponents plan to appeal. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.